like he's in my bank, bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank, bank, bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Paying card, paying card, paying cash. Yeah, tell me it's all the same. Could be blonde, brunette, she could have tats. If she bad, then she bad. Yeah, tell me it's all the same.
Song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
What is up, everybody? It's Leaves in a Bag, episode 4. Here we are. Let's go.
Yeah, back. We're no distance, no waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, we are going to be talking about anime, because me and Nate are pretty big anime guys.
Yeah, we watch a good amount. Like, we were watching some today, quite literally. So,
hold on. I don't think Nate's mic is working. Go to mic 3. One second, everybody. Sorry. But yeah, so today... Okay, so today we're going to be talking about... like I said, we're going to be talking about anime. More specifically, for later... Here, wait, speak, Nate.
I think it's working now, yeah.
Let's go. Okay. So later, obviously, like how we usually do, we're going to have music playing for an hour. And we're going to do like songs from anime that we've watched. So we're pretty hype for that. But we actually spent today watching a good bit of anime.
We watched, I want to say, five episodes?
Yeah, probably like five episodes. Because like we watched a couple, then like I went and did work. And then we watched a couple more. And then now we're here.
Yeah.
But we were watching Ranking of Kings. I don't know. I don't know if anyone listening even watches anime. But
such a good show.
If you do, and you've heard of Ranking of Kings, you'd know it's very good.
Even if you've never heard of it, if you're into the medium, you should watch it.
I agree. It's very like, it's like a fantasy world, and it's like, I don't know, I don't want to explain, I can't explain it without giving away too much. It follows this guy, this kid, Boji, who's deaf, but
it's,
he wants to
it's
be a
the
king.
Story, it's the story of a prince who has kind of been looked down on his whole life.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to become stronger and lead his kingdom.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're about to be finished with season one, which it's been great, but it's taken us a long time. Because we're watching it together and then also with our roommate JR. And it's hard to get us all.
Yeah, well, I think it's like we watch like 5 to 6 episodes in like a day or 2 day span. Mm-hmm. And then it takes us like a week to watch another chunk again.
Yeah.
So it's like that in and of itself just means we're going to watch it slow.
Yeah. Which actually we're going to play the intro from that song earlier. Not to spoil. We won't really spoil too much, but we're going to play that. So
yeah, but all the music that we're playing today is going to be intros and outros from some of our favorite intros and outros. I was going to say from our favorite shows, it's just our favorite intros and outros.
I mean, for me, that might be the case, maybe, but maybe not necessarily for you.
Yeah, there's like two that I could think about. Because like for
JJK.
Well,
Attack on Titan.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is one of my favorites, but I didn't put any music from Attack on Titan. Because, the thing that's so interesting with when it comes to, like, anime intros and outros, because, like, if you've never watched an anime or if you've never watched one, you don't know that the intros function differently from, like, a American TV intro. Because
yeah.
it's like a song. It's like a literal, like, rock song or pop song or rap song or something like that.
Yeah.
That's like a licensed, like, 3 to 4 minute song.
But they take a chunk.
And they just clip a minute chunk of it for the intro and the outro.
Yeah.
But it's like, and it's like a big, like, I think nowadays it's becoming more of like a big deal of like, oh, this person, like, this artist is doing this intro for this show. And it's like a huge thing.
Yeah. Like, who would be, like, there's like definitely certain artists who are very, like, when I hear that, like, they did the outro or intro, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, I've heard of, like, you hear of them after
yeah,
a while.
Like,
Lisa.
Lisa. Like, I think that's, like, the one everybody knows. Like,
Burnout Syndromes.
Yeah, they've done a few. Kenshi Yonezu is another one.
Never heard.
He did a My Hero opening. He did the second one, the tournament arc one. He did that opening.
That's not Peace Sign.
That is
it?
Peace Sign, yes.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, he did that. And he also did the Chainsaw Man opening.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so like he's another one of them. Aimer? I don't actually know how you say her name. But she's another one. She did the Fate Zero opening, mm-hmm. Brave Shine, which is like really good. And then she did like an intro for Demon Slayer? She did an intro for Demon Slayer. She did the like second season,
mm-hmm.
not the one after the movie, that one, the Entertainment District. I think that's what it's called.
I haven't watched the Entertainment District.
Yeah, she did the opening.
Which we watched together actually in theaters.
Yeah, back when it aired. So
during
like 2020.
Like COVID, yeah.
Yeah,
it was the first movie I saw like since COVID, like in theaters, and it was the Demon Slayer movie, and it was really good. I just realized there's a song I really wanted to play later.
You're gonna mix around your music?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah. I will say that, like, as someone who consumes a lot of anime, like, I think Jesse would agree with me that I've watched more than he has.
100%.
It's like, especially with, like, certain shows, because, like, unlike American shows where, like, they typically have, like, one intro that they use for, like, the entire show,
they like kind of change it in like, anime chunks change, based on like the arc.
They change basically. It based off the arc. Yeah. So like certain shows, like okay, I have a good example of this actually. Like Naruto has what like 26. Well,
are we counting Naruto and Shippuden?
Yes, that's 26, isn't it?
I think that sounds like an accurate number.
Like that's
and 26 outros.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of music right there.
Yeah, and then like other shows will like I think now like the whole intro outro thing is like experimenting a lot more now, but
like what do you mean?
Like okay, so with Chainsaw Man, like because I said it earlier, when Chainsaw Man first aired, it had one intro, but they did the gimmick where every outro was a different song. So for
that's very cool. You brought that up earlier, actually.
It has 12 outros, which are all like fully animated, and they're like
are they differently animated as well?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
I will say that like I think that and like they're all different genres too. Like one outro is like maybe a more like chill, relaxed song, and then like the next episode, the ending will be like just straight metal. Like it's really interesting.
That is interesting. Does it like correspond to the content of the episodes?
Yeah, I think it kind of messes with the vibe of the episode because I was watching all of them.
It messes with it, or like it's
it meshes.
Oh, meshes. Gotcha.
It meshes with it. But yeah, and it was just like I remember like I was like wait I think I remember what because I haven't watched the show like fully. I haven't watched the show since it came out, which was like 2 years ago now. I want to say. Like, I think it came out while we were in high school. So at least 2 years.
Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
Really? Like yes, while we were in high school. I think it came out because I read Chainsaw Man like first, I don't know how many volumes in probably 2020, and I remember like not too far after it coming out. It might have been like 2021.
So 4 years ago? Oh, jeez.
I know. Let's see.
Yeah, Jamie? What? Oh, you don't, okay.
It was 2022.
Okay.
Wait, but when? October 12th, 2022, the day before my birthday. That's pretty cool.
I was making, I'm not going to make a comment other than the fact that Jamie's like the fact checker on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Mm.
And that's all I'll say about that because I don't want to rant about that.
Okay, we won't. Yeah, when did you start watching
anime? Okay, so for me, it's like, it's weird because mm-hmm. like I remember watching like Pokemon and Dragon Ball and stuff.
Yeah.
When I was like really young, like when I was like maybe seven, eight, I want to say.
No younger.
Okay. 7, 8.
Sounds good.
And then, like, so that was, like, I guess my, like, intro to, like, anime. But I don't think I actually got into, like, the concept of anime.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, Pokemon are, like, very Americanized in the sense that, like, culturally you could just consider them cartoons in America.
Yeah.
Like, if you grew up and you were like, oh, like, I really like Dragon Ball, like, no one was really going to make fun of you. Like, that was fine. Whereas, like, if you said, like a niche like anime, someone like a kid probably would have been like, what is wrong with you?
Can we talk about how anime was such a weird thing?
It was so shunned.
And then now it's not.
It was so shunned. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird how the culture changes.
What did that? Like what?
I think one, it was accessibility. So like, cause I remember like if you wanted to watch anime in like the 90s,
mm-hmm.
you had to get it like as a DVD, and then they also weren't doing a lot of like official translations. So
is
like,
is that true?
Yeah, because I feel like pirating was a huge thing for like that kind of stuff. Because like at the time, I don't think Japan really cared about the foreign market. Like I think low key like a thing that helped expand anime was just accessibility. Like it was just a lot easier to access. But then
there was the window where it was extremely accessible, but still.
Yeah, because it was accessible to the point where people could recommend it to others, but not everybody had consumed it yet.
Yeah.
So it was starting to like actually like. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of the word. It's you know when water seeps into the ground, like what's the scientific term for that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Percolate. It began to percolate into society.
I think it's permeate.
Either one works.
I'm pretty sure it's permeate.
Either one works. But like that's accessibility got high enough. And then you were able to, like, consume it.
Okay.
And then I also think, like more...
Consume it. Consume I like the it. Hand signs.
And then I think another thing that probably helped with it a lot, too, is that celebrities began talking about it and being like, oh, I love anime, or, like, I consume anime and stuff like that.
Percolate's a good word, by the way.
Thank you.
Percolate works.
But, yeah, because, like, I remember there was, like, a point in time where, like, most celebrities probably wouldn't talk about it, but now, like, you could find interviews with, like, Samuel Jackson and, like, a bunch of other celebrities.
He watches anime?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. See, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
But, like, so I think that also made it more culturally acceptable.
That makes sense.
But, like, I remember, like, my intro to, like, anime just as, like, Japanese, not as, like, an American cartoon that I'd watch on the TV. Like, it was, like, a separate thing, was Samurai 7, which I have a sword from that show tattooed on me.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was right before I turned 11. So, cause I got it as a Christmas gift and my birthday's in January. So it was right before I turned 11. My stepdad, for whatever reason, I think had to get like a last minute stocking gift or something for me. And he was like, oh, like I'll just get this show on DVD cause I liked it.
I was going to say, had he seen it before?
He had seen it
before.
He
just was like that. A kid would like that. I don't know.
No, he had seen it before.
That's cool.
So I have the whole thing on DVD and he was like, I think you'd really like this. And I was like, okay. So I popped it in the DVD player.
Yeah.
I watched it. I watched it originally with the English dubbing when I was a kid.
Have you watched it back in sub?
I've yes.
What was better?
I think nostalgia.
I was going to say nostalgia.
Nostalgia takes me to the dub because like there's like certain
that's
characters.
Fair, honestly.
Certain characters like when I think of them and I see a picture of them, I hear the English voice actor. I don't hear the Japanese one when it comes to my head. But I actually I don't think the dub is that terrible for the time.
Well, what year did that come out?
2007.
Yeah, I feel like that era of dubs, like they were producing good dubs.
Because I think this comes with an accessibility thing. I think they weren't dubbing as much. So, like, they were getting, like, professional voice actors. Like really professional voice actors.
But now it's, like, oversaturated.
Now it's oversaturated.
And, like, subs are bad. Or dubs are bad.
And it's
most dubs are bad.
It's I think there's, like, I think certain ones, like, actually don't. Like, I think newer ones have good dubs.
Like, which ones?
Cyberpunk Edgerunners, I've heard, is a really good dub.
Okay.
I didn't watch it in dub, though.
I haven't seen it.
Great Pretender has a really good dub.
Okay.
But those are both Netflix shows. So I think Netflix as a company, like I have a lot of issues with Netflix. But like one of the things I do think they do good as a company is when they do create their own like content, especially when it comes to like the animation stuff. Like they don't slack on the voice acting. Like I think the voice acting is typically really good for a lot of their work.
What's another Netflix original?
The Castlevania animes.
Okay.
Those are all Netflix. And then they have, like, their own animation that they did, which was which is not Japanese, but, like, Dragon Prince. I don't know if you...
I think I've seen it as I'm scrolling through Netflix.
Yeah, it's by the same people who did Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh, really?
It's the same creators,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
But the voice... I watched the first three seasons of that. It was really good.
Nice. I watched, like, Naruto in dub originally. Because, like, when I was a kid, that was the first anime I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it with my friend Sophia for, like, a bit, and then I watched it on my own as well. But, like, dude, that was a big, like, my 11th birthday cake was a Naruto cake.
Mm.
It said, happy birthday, Hokage Jesse.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was the Hokage. It's not a big deal or anything.
Jeez.
I know, it's crazy. And then... But then I watched it in sub. But around that time, I watched Death Note as well. Like, I watched Death Note a while ago. Like, when I was young. Grr. I'm still young. I'm still youngin'.
Yeah, so, like, Samurai 7 got me into, like, anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it was still, like, I don't think any of the streaming services really were big at that point yet.
Nah.
Like, I don't think any of them got big until, like, we were in, like, late middle school.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the ones I'd watch, I'd have to, like, either stream illegally, which I did not do.
Okay. Makes sense. You shouldn't do that, of course.
I would, like, get the actual DVDs.
That's pretty good. I don't even know how I watched Naruto. When I think about it...
Well, it was on Cartoon Network.
Was it?
I believe it was.
I don't think it was.
It was on Cartoon Network or Disney or Nickelodeon or one of the ones.
I know the first time I watched it, I think it was DVD. Because we watched it on my friend's, like... It was an old, like, TV. Like, it didn't have cable, I remember.
Okay.
So it must have been a DVD, but, like, I don't know. I was pretty young, so I really don't remember to the fullest. But then I also have memories, like, watching it in my house when I was younger, but I don't know how I watched it.
It definitely was, like, on one of the TV networks, because Dragon Ball and Pokemon were both Cartoon Network. So I think it was Cartoon Network.
I don't know. But you would think, like, Naruto would low-key probably be Adult Swim if Dragon Ball was. Like, Pokemon's different. But Naruto, like...
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to, like... Well, let's think of, like, like, Yu-Gi-Oh? That was also on cable.
I watched Yu-Gi-Oh at my grandparents' house. Okay, it was first aired... the English dub premiered in the U.S. on Cartoon Network's Toonami.
Yeah.
And also, they were on Disney XD occasionally.
Yeah. So
there,
like,
you go.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was another one. Sailor Moon, I think, was on TV.
Sailor Moon was pretty popular, so that makes sense if it was on TV.
I think Bakugan, low-key.
Bakugan was, yeah. I actually had the Bakugan...
Beyblade, that's another one.
That's true.
I think...
It's all these, like, object
ones. It's all the ones that sell toys. Think about it. It's all the ones that sell toys.
It is, you're right.
It's all capitalism. Everything leads back to capitalism.
Yeah, it does.
But
and they made some good profit. Do you know how many Beyblades I bought when I was a kid? My gosh, Bakugans, Pokemon cards. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then I remember. So like for a while, it was like, I was watching everything dubbed at the time. Like I didn't watch anything originally. Like when I was like 12, 13. Because that was, like, once after I got Samurai 7, I started getting a little more into this stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything subbed because of, I was just only getting dub stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I think when I watched Bleach, I was watching it originally in dub. And then I made a reference to it with a friend of mine. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I'm talking about, like, you're the one who told me to watch Bleach. I'm talking about Bleach. And he's like, oh, like, they don't ever call that character that in the, like, in the sub. Like, they never refer to him as that. And I was like, wait, is the dub messing up what they're saying?
That's crazy.
So I, then from that day, I was like, I have to watch it, in the original Japanese audio. Because, like, what if the dubbing is missing or they're adding elements that don't exist?
Yeah.
And I got really, like, I got really in my head about it, which is really funny to
think. That makes, because it's like everything's low-key a lie. Because, like, you know this, like, because the dub isn't the original. Because, mm-hmm. like, it was originally recorded in Japanese. So, like, knowing it's been tampered with from the original is, like, scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, I watched the first probably, like, 65 episodes of One Piece. And I was like, oh, this is cool, whatever. And then, like, I didn't touch it until I came back into college. And then our roommate, Shimmy, he started watching it in freshman year, and he
loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. He chugged through it. So I was like, I mean, if it's that good, right? Like, if it's, I mean, everyone says it's amazing. So I decided to read, though. But in the manga, they call Zoro Zolo.
Really?
Yeah. And it sucks. It's just, like, I was always like, oh, Zoro. Like, I would read it as Zoro. Because, like, I knew him for so long as...
That's really interesting. Yeah. I haven't even thought about... I know that, I think there's, like, that issue with some of the, like, now the manga, like, the Korean, like, manga, that's adaptated. I know that's, like, an issue sometimes. Because, like, sometimes the name will be written differently, but it's said a different way.
Yeah, I think that's what it was for, like, for Zoro. Like, I think the character that they use would technically be translated into an L, but it's Zoro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I'm thinking of, if you ever, if I don't know if you ever watched Tower of God, which is Korean.
I haven't, but I know what it
it's
is.
It's a webtoon, but I think it's written and all the art's done by Koreans. I'm not 100% sure though. Mm-hmm. But the main character is named Bam, B-A-M. Mm-hmm. But in the Japanese anime, they don't say Bam; they say Yoru, because Bam and Yoru both mean night. His name is just Night.
Interesting.
Yeah, those strange discrepancies that happen.
Yeah, I mean that's just like how like obviously languages like they don't directly translate, like how we learn. Like how we learned Spanish all throughout school. Like it's all like translated different. Like if you know what I mean?
Like yeah, it's different if you're like a native to the translation. Language.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other things I know that's happened with, to my knowledge.
There's probably a lot of examples.
Like in my experience, rather.
Yeah.
Is what I'll say.
But yeah, so like, I don't know. I mean like, I've had like my burnouts with anime where like I watch a lot and then like I'm like.
And then you're like, you can't even consume it for a moment.
I'm like, I need to take a step back. Like, I need to watch other TV right now.
Or just, like, do anything else with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, this summer I watched a lot of anime. Because, like, I was just working pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I watched I chugged through Full Metal. Like, for the time that I had. Because, like, you knew how busy I was. Oh, well, we watched Pokemon together over the summer, too.
We did watch Pokemon. A little
bit. We watched, like, two movies, maybe.
A couple, like, yeah, like two or three movies.
And then because we started that, like, right before we left last semester, and we're like, we got to keep it up over the summer. So we, like, hung out, and we would get food, go on a walk, and, like, watch Pokemon.
Yeah.
It was gas.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What did we watch?
We watched the first one was the Kirin one.
Yep.
And then we watched, I think, one of the Diamond and Pearl ones.
Did we?
At my house. I think we watched one of the Diamond Pearl ones and then the Hoopa one.
I remember we watched the Hoopa one. But, yeah, we watched one before the Hoopa one. Because the Hoopa one we got to watch on your upstairs TV.
Because my parents weren't home.
And that one was gas.
Yeah.
But we had to watch one downstairs, too.
Was it the Darkrai movie?
No.
I can't remember which one it was. I thought it was the Darkrai one.
I don't think I've seen the Darkrai one. Like, I feel like I would remember.
Okay. Maybe it was... Maybe it was something else then. I don't know.
What was it?
While you look to figure it out.
I'm low-key the looker.
You're the fact checker.
I am the fact checker.
For me, like, I think COVID was like my chug time. Just because it was like there was nothing I could do. Like I was stuck in my house. School barely existed. Like I couldn't just play video games all day. Like that would bore me at some point. So I would just watch anime. Like I remember. I remember one of the shows I was like dedicated to because of COVID was Black Clover.
Oh yeah,
right. I started watching Black Clover. It's 164 episodes. Oh, it's not done yet. They're bringing it back in January, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Was it the Giratina movie? To quickly ask.
Oh, it might have been
because that's a Diamond. That sounds, and Pro. That's a Diamond and Pro.
That
movie.
Sounds right.
And it's the only Diamond and Pearl movie that I would have seen.
Okay, so maybe it was that.
But I don't know if it was that. Like, I'm...
I can't...
Did we watch a movie? Like, a Pokemon movie? Can you check? Can you look?
You want me to look? Yeah, sure, I got you. I'll look at all of them.
I'll pick up what I was doing in COVID while you look. Because I'm lost. Yeah, during COVID, I was watching a lot of anime as well. I've noticed this. I watched so many in such a short amount of time. Like, whenever we reference them sometimes, or, like, because out of our roommates, it's me, Nate, and JR, who, like, watch anime the most, and then Shimmy's watched anime, but he's only watched, like, JoJo's and One Piece and, like, a couple other things, Chainsaw Man. We'll, like, bring one up, and I'm like, dude, I know I've watched it, because, like, I have the memory of watching it, but I can't remember a single... detail. And like part of that's also age. Like it has been how many years? It's been
almost 6 years because COVID started in 2020.
So it's been 6 years as well. So like that's definitely part of it, but still, like, I was consuming so much. I started Attack on Titan at the perfect time. I finished season 3 as season 4 came out.
Yeah, that was probably the best time to watch it.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Okay, I'm going to pitch something with the movie. I think I was wrong about Gen 4.
Okay.
Did we watch the Jirachi movie?
Okay, I looked at the Jirachi movie. I was debating if we watched the Jirachi movie, but What's the one where it ends with Kyogre and like all of them like leaving?
Like, isn't that the Hoopa movie? That's the Hoopa movie.
That's the Hoopa movie.
That's the Hoopa one.
What gen is the Hoopa one?
Gen 6. It's XY.
Oh, yeah. Because it's Clash of Ages and like every legendary is in that. Yeah. Was it...
I think it might have been the Jirachi movie.
But what is Jirachi? Like the Pokemon of Hope or something?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that like off that. The top of my head.
I don't know. I will say that like... I think I, too, like, there's a lot of shows that, like, will, because, like, today, for example, like, so we watch all our anime on, like, the anime streaming site, Crunchyroll. So, sometimes what we do is, like, if we finish watching something, we'll just start scrolling through it and, like, talking about shows and stuff. Like, we ended up doing that today. And, like, half the time, like, me or JR will point out a show and I'm like, wait a minute, I've seen this before. I just don't remember that much of it because, like, I was watching, like, 3-4 shows at a time, grinding through them in like a week, 2 weeks. Like I was just chugging through so much, so I don't remember it, like a lot of details anymore. Because we've also, because like there's also times where like we'll like hear the intro or something, and I'll be like, oh, that's from this, and you and JR will be like, how do you know that? And yeah. I'm like, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's, we actually did that the other day. We low key watched like a 30-minute video.
Without me.
No, you and I and JR.
Oh no, that was the guest.
Yeah,
from
the guest
opening.
The anime. Yeah,
no, it was guest from the opening scene though.
Oh, you're right. Which is even worse. Dude, we watched like it was such a long video. It might have actually been over 30 minutes.
I think it was like like 33, 34. Like,
dude, and it was just like the first 10 seconds of an anime, and then we had to guess, and some of them were low-key impossible. It's like, so, how are they even related to the show that is? Like, I'd be like, I've seen this show. When did that ever happen?
Yeah.
But I guess it was just the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. What were we on a tangent before? Like, we got into... Oh, just, like, consuming anime. Because, like, another thing that I think... Like, another thing that I did that I haven't updated... in a long time.
Oh, my Annie list?
Yes.
I lost my account.
I actually don't know if I know my account, but I remember charting my stuff for a while.
Same.
I
had a manga list too.
I thought about starting one of those, but I didn't. I didn't read that much.
Oh,
I haven't read that
so
much.
So, like, that's how basically my transition phase, like, I got super into anime, and I felt like I was watching so much. I was like, I still want to consume these stories, but, like, I can't take it anymore. Like setting aside 30 minutes for one episode.
And you were like, I could read.
Yeah. And also I was friends with Jaden. Like, I mean, I'm still friends with Jaden, but like I was going to his house. He was one of the kids. Like I did go to their house during COVID. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you like only had a couple people who were like, yeah, you could go to their house. He was one of them. And we would have sleepovers and he had a huge, and like it's still huge, but he had a huge manga collection.
So you could just pull books
all the time.
Yeah,
just read. Like I've read like series. That's how I read Orange. I brought that up earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah, because like for me, it was like I've only read physically, like I've read Berserk physically.
Yeah, because you have. Like,
I don't have the whole series, but I have a good chunk.
How'd you read the rest? Or did you not?
No, I read the rest just digitally.
Oh, okay.
But
you read the first like what 8 volumes you have?
Yeah, first 10 now, I think.
Heck yeah.
So I read all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I was reading mostly digital, so I read like Tokyo Ghoul digitally.
Okay.
What I have read of JJK digitally.
Where did you read up to without like spoiling? Like where in what arc?
The two most powerful people are about to meet up. To beat each other up.
Nice. Why would you end there? Did it end?
It ended there.
And you got lazy?
And I got lazy.
I started the Culling Game. Like, so basically, I watched JJK season 1 when it was only season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then JR and I, we've been roommates. And we used to, like, hang out in our dorm and, like, watch anime freshman year on his laptop. And we just, like, chill at the desk. And he's like, dude, you gotta hop back on JJK. And I was like... All right, so we watched season 2 together in the dorm. Oh my god, it was so good. I was like, I can't put this down. Because, like, you know, you've seen season 2. It's so good. So I started, like, I got the Shonen Jump app. and I like, which is only like $3 a month, which is nice.
Yeah,
like it was good. And I read it probably to like the end of the Colon Game, and then I just was like, every week,
Staying consistent.
Yeah, or a couple times I'd miss a week, but then I'd read 2 chapters or something like that, which was kind of annoying. Like reading something, because you read it, it takes 5 minutes. Maybe 6, maybe 7 minutes of a chapter.
Yeah.
And, like, and then you don't see that stuff for a week.
And, like, the other thing, too, is that, like, chapters are shorter than episodes.
Yeah, so even like, though they're the same amount of material.
Yeah.
Not always.
Well, so. What I'm saying is, like, in an episode of anime, they could do, like, 3 chapters, 4 chapters. Like, they could.
They can. I low-key disagree with it. Like, I don't like it.
I think it depends on the, like, the pace of the manga. Because, like, there's some Dragon Ball chapters that you could just, you could shrink down.
Yeah.
But, like, but I haven't read that much of Dragon Ball, so, like, I don't know, like, if that changes over time. Because, like, yeah. So, like, I, like, Berserk, Tokyo Ghoul, the little bit of JJK that I've read. I did read all of Demon Slayer. I remember I watched the first season of Demon Slayer and I was like, wow, this is really good. And for whatever reason, I was like,
this is really good.
I don't know, because, like, okay, I don't think, like, Demon Slayer is all that interesting story-wise. Like, I've read the whole thing and I enjoy it, but I feel like the story's, like, not the selling point of Demon Slayer.
What,
like,
is the selling point?
I think it's the animation and the anime. I think that's
But it was a popular manga too. Like, it wasn't as popular, but it was a popular manga.
But I think it was only it was popular enough to get an anime adaptation. But I think that made it the manga even more popular.
I do agree. I'll honestly get nostalgic for the thought, like the concept of the Demon Slayer manga. I've never read any of it or anything, but I just remember being really enveloped into like liking anime. Jaden had a lot of Demon Slayer, and we would go to Barnes & Noble all the time, and I would just stare at Demon Slayer like, this is what I want to buy. It was so pretty, and I never bought
it. It was your Green Goblin mask?
Yeah, honestly. Like, it was always talking to me. It's like, come on, buy me. But I never did. But it's just, like, it's such a nostalgic, like, it's a snowy day, and I'm in Barnes & Noble looking at this black manga.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a black cover. It was so cool.
I would get a lot of manga from Barnes & Noble, too, because, like, it was just easy, because it's in the Palisades Mall. It's right by us.
Yeah, but it's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
You ever been to Akinokuniya in the city?
No, I have not.
It's, like, crazy there. A lot of manga. We got to go there.
Okay. We'll
mental note.
Write that down. Because I also have, like, a lot of, like, I don't own the full series. I have, like, a handful of books from a series. And then, like, I've either read the rest of it online or, like, I kind of, like, Fairy Tail. I own the first, like, 2 volumes.
Fairy Tail was actually one of my first anime.
It's one of those, like, ones that gets recommended a lot for, like, your intro, I think. I think when we started watching anime, like, the time, like, that COVID era, like, I feel like the shows that were being recommended was, like, Hunter x Hunter, Fairy Tail, Sword Art Online.
Yep.
And then, like, Death Note. I think those would probably be, like, the four.
That's a big four right there. The big four of starter anime for when we, like, were starting.
For like, 14-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for when we were 14, not for when 14-year-olds now. Because probably it's, like, JJK.
It's probably JJK, Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Don to Don.
I feel like I've heard of a lot of people like who don't watch anime watching Sakamoto Days, partially because it's on Netflix. But I have heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't watch Sakamoto Days.
I watched my uncle really likes it, and he's a pretty good anime guy. Like, he has like a lot of anime knowledge. He just like he really liked Sakamoto Days. I think because he's fully enveloped in like his family right now, you know what I mean? Like, he's
and
in
that's
that
the whole
part
point
of life,
of
and that's like the whole point of Sakamoto Days. I think that's what he like has gravitated towards it. But I don't even remember what I was saying.
Yeah, so I don't.
I started thinking about like
you got into a like a real nice like memory tangent. Right
I did,
there.
Yeah. But Sophia's the one that got me into anime. I was going to say this earlier. And, like, the big ones that I watched, where Naruto, like I said, but I kind of took that one and ran, like we didn't watch it together. Death Note, mm-hmm. Soul Eater, and Fairy Tail. Yeah. And like that's when that's why like a lot of these you're like, dude, how do you not remember anything from Fairy Tail? And it's like I was like 11.
Yeah. Well, I've rewatched, like, cause like that's the, like, certain shows are there's ones where I've rewatched them just cause like I enjoyed them so much, or they are nostalgic. Like Fairy Tail's one of those ones where it's like it's more nostalgia than like pure enjoyment, cause like I think there's parts of Fairy Tail that aren't amazing.
Yeah.
Like almost the entire 2014 one is like the whole middle chunk. You can like
you're just like get that out of here.
I'm just like I don't need this. but like Bleach, I love Bleach.
I haven't consumed anything. I think actually that's not true. I've read 5 chapters of Bleach.
I really like Bleach because you get the benefit of Bleach now mm-hmm. is that you get like this like classic.
Is it still? It's done.
So Bleach is done, but Bleach thousand, like it's the 1,000-year war arc. That's airing right now.
Is it because it's a 1,000-year war?
Well, no. It's just because they didn't start adapting it until like a couple years ago.
Is it kind of like how One Piece animation like transitioned, or is it, did they kind of cling on to the past a little bit?
No, it's very updated. It's very sleek compared to like early. I think it's the benefit of watching, like I think
like they can actually do really cool stuff now.
Yeah, like they could do a lot more cooler like stuff, especially with Bleach, because like the power system in that
yeah I've heard a bit
show
about
it. Is very
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and like I think you know some of the scenes, especially now in the new show, mm-hmm. like I think there's a lot of scenes that I don't think would be done the same. Like I don't think they could be done the right way back in like 2000s, whatever, when Bleach was airing.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Like. I didn't watch One Piece, like I said, but I revisit clips sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. But from when I read them, I'm like, I kind of want to see how that was animated. And like, it really hits me how old like One Piece was when it first came out. Like, old looking.
Because yeah.
like, there's some scenes where I'm like, I want to look that up because like, my imagination did a really good job. And sometimes I'm like, wow, the animation did not do it justice at all.
Yeah. Like, I think there's certain, like, I think there's certain ones that if you redid them just to make the animation sleeker, it would, like, I don't think it'd work. Like, I think Cowboy Bebop is a great example of this.
I've only seen half of it, and I it was so good.
You don't need to have seen the whole thing.
I know.
Because
but
my
I'm just saying. Because like, my, oh,
but
so
if so, let's say they were, like, in we'll say 2027. It's like.
It's not 2027.
I know, but I'm saying theoretically.
Okay.
Like, hypothetically, 2027, they're remastering Cowboy Bebop. Like, they're redoing all the animation. Like, it's the same story. Same plot, everything. They're just making the animation new and sleek.
Yeah.
I think it'd lose some of its charm. I don't think it'd be as good.
I agree, and I think part of the reason why that show is so, like, delectable. That's the first word that came to my mind.
That's a good word.
Is like, it's an old adaptation of like space. It's like kind of why Star Wars is so good. Mm-hmm. It's like this is cool. This is like you don't see. Like, obviously, it's like, hyper-realistic now when you watch a Star Wars film. It's, like, how, like, it feels like an actual other planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when it was that time and, like, that oldness of animation, it's, like, so interesting. Like, the things that they maybe had an idea of what we would be like when we were that technologically advanced have, like...
Changed.
Like, we view it differently now because we've gotten to certain places, realized what was and wasn't possible, I guess.
Yeah. And, like... I don't know. I think there is, like, a certain aesthetic charm that comes from, like, that, like, more, like, 90s, like, anime style.
I agree.
That,
I really like it.
That just can't really be replicated today.
It's the fuzziness.
Yeah, it's like that. It's the grit and, the, like, the grunge
Everything
to it.
Everything feels a little bit more, like, this way.
Yeah.
Kind of like this.
Jesse's trying to explain it in hand motions by saying that he is watching it from, like, a distance and there's a gap. Between
yes,
him.
Kind of.
Yes.
But like kind of at all, but you're still at the front of your eyes.
Yeah, you're still at the forefront, but there's this weird distance. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that just has to do with like I think like one thing that I've noticed with like old anime is that I think like the cell shading is somewhat different compared yeah. to like nowadays. I think nowadays they really do focus on that like depth and making sure like it feels like a 3D space. Where I think back then, like, it was the colors that they used. And, like,
I feel like the colors were all, like, a little bit more faded.
They were more faded, and I feel like that depth wasn't as extreme. Well, not to say that, like, the depth didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, visual depth.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. No, but it all looked a little bit more, and also just it looked more, like, hand-drawn.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing
that's
changed.
Like, that's just a big thing of it. It was just, like, way less digital. Like, it's still hand-drawn, but it's, like, you're drawing it, maybe they draw it on an iPad now, and not, like, on paper.
Yeah, and then, like, the coloring system is probably, like, helped by having, like, certain aspects of it automated by the computer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but, like, I don't know. I do think there are, like, modern shows that are just, like, so beautiful that that Demon Slayer, it makes no sense for that show to be that beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
It is so beautiful. And it's I think the greatest thing about Demon Slayer is that...
That's why I liked Frieren so much.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful Frieren anime was beautiful. I've ever watched. It's... And the story's great.
Great.
Demon Slayer, like you said, the story's kind of eh. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. Frieren, the story's great, and it's beautiful.
I will say that, like, my new recommendation, if someone's like, I've never watched anime and they want to get into it, my new one is now Frieren. I used to say like, oh, like, watch
Hunter Hunter
or like Brotherhood used to be a good one. I think Full Metal's a really good, like, anyone should watch Full Metal.
Yeah, and I watched it so late in my career, and it was like the greatest thing I've ever
experienced. Amazing. Oh, but the one I've been doing now is Frieren, because, like, I think one, it's newer, so, like, if people who are like,
Mappa,
I don't,
did it right.
No, it was Madhouse.
Oh yeah, it was Madhouse. That's why I thought Mappa. I was like, it was an MA.
With MA, yeah. It was Madhouse. So, like, if someone's like, oh, I don't like old cartoons, like, if they're like that kind of, like, pessimistic when it comes to, like, going into a new medium, like, it looks, like, very visually new and, like, very stylized, and it's very well done. But the story is just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those shows where it's, like, it just makes you feel good, and it makes you think.
It makes you think a lot.
A lot.
And feel very good.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, I think, like, the concept of the show, I'm business pitching this to anyone who's listening.
Can I business pitch an anime next, like, as a starter?
Sure. So, Frieren is Frieren Beyond Journey's End is the full title, and it's about a, like, think of Lord of the Rings, like the hero party. It's about that party in their universe, but they just killed Sauron. You know, like, they, you know, like, the story that we would have seen is now over.
Why don't you just say what they actually killed? Instead of saying...
The Demon King.
Yeah.
Well, they're Demon King. Sauron, the Demon King. I was using Lord of the Rings as an example.
I see.
As the metaphor bridge.
I understand. But, like, for example, I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Okay. So, you know, they kill the big bad, and the first episode is them coming back to, like, the celebration of killing the big bad. And then the whole show is just about this one character who's an elf, so they live forever, like, outliving their companions and having to continue living on despite, like, that time having passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good show about reflection and heroism and, like, friendship and camaraderie and what it means to, like, interact with people and truly,
and, like,
what
it means, like, to live a life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like, I've been a little tuned out because I've been trying to decide which anime I want to do. But did you say that she, like, lives for thousands of years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she lives for thousands of years. And
she has a very long life.
She has a very long lifespan. And it's just about... And I think the greatest thing about it is that it talks about memory. And it's like, what does it mean to make memory? What does it mean to reflect upon memory? And I think that's just, like, a really, like, important skill just to have naturally. Like, having a deeper understanding of what it means to make memories with people and how you want to be remembered. And then how you remember your own things.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes, like... You know, when you think upon something, you view it differently because you have, like, new light and new experiences. And, like, it's just a great, like, just a great for the brain, great for the soul, great for the eyes.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. That's a fantastic way to explain it. I've been trying to decide. Please watch Free Run. Like, oh my gosh. I just got Free Run up on my phone. Like, it just came up, and like, yeah, it's so good. I've been kind of trying to decide. And I think I'm gonna say it, I'd agree with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood still. Yeah. Like that, because like you said, you used to say that. Like, since I hadn't watched it, I obviously never like suggested that one. Dude, it's like, it's 60 something episodes. It's beautifully like it's a little bit older because it's from the early 2000s. So it's got like, it still has the grit a bit. The openings are fire. The outros are fire. And it's just perfect.
It's just a perfect story. It's a great world, first off. Yes. Like, it's the world in and of itself is interesting. So that always helps with like a good story. Mm-hmm. But then the story is just like, I don't know. It's like it's like daunting and like heartful at the same time.
Yes. So it's like alchemy, right? Super quickly. It's just like a system in which humans can like, I guess, create things from things. Is my best way to explain it like broadly.
Yeah, it's like the concept of like turning other objects into something else
for use. Because it's like, that's kind of, I was thinking about it, like, that's what humans have done. Like, that's how we got here.
It's just now they're able to change like the matter of something. Yeah. So like, I could turn some rocks into fire, for example.
That's a good example. And basically, this guy and his brother, I can't explain it without explaining way too much. I'm about to go too deep.
Make it two sentences. Do it as broad as possible.
Okay. Ed and Alphonse Elric, who are alchemists, lose their mother in a process that is their fault. And they're grappling with that while also grappling with governmental issues. Bam.
There you go. Bang. That's the show. And that's like, and that's a good pitch.
Kinda.
I think that's a good pitch.
If I said it with more like
confidence,
gusto.
Yeah. I think like those are both like, those are very fantastical shows that have very deep themes. I think the other thing with anime that like a lot of people don't always understand when it comes to recommending shows is that like anime has so much variety and genre and style. So like if someone was like, oh, like I want to watch, like they like horror suspense shows, I'm like, okay, you're going to watch the first season of Promised Neverland.
Great suggestion.
Because that's a great suggestion. Because like that's what they like. Or if you're someone who's like, I like mysteries, it's like, oh, you're gonna you want to watch something like Erased, for example.
Erased is not a bad one either. Yeah. Or even Full Metal. Full Metal, like, there's a great deal of mystery going on. Yeah. In the story.
And then if someone's like, oh, like I want like a feel good like romantic comedy like love story. There's so many.
Love is War.
Love is War is a good one. Komi Can't Communicate's another good one.
Dude,
I think
so wholesome.
I think Horimiya is a great one.
I haven't seen Horimiya.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
But there's just so many. There's so much variety. So you could always find something that you want.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why I get kind of annoyed when people are like, I'm like, oh, like they're like, oh, I don't really like anime. I'm like, oh, like what have you seen? And they say like one thing. That's like saying I don't like television shows. It's literally just like saying I don't like television shows because I've only seen The Office, which is not true. I like The Office and I also like TV, but like, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, what? That's an entire, there's so much anime. There's so much anime.
Yeah. And like, especially now that it's becoming more like commercialized, like they're like, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, actually, I don't fully know. But I would not be shocked if, like, something like the like an Office style show got some kind of anime version of it.
As long as it isn't The Office, I think.
Like, not The Office
did, like,
specifically, but like that style format of show.
I think it would. It would. Like, thinking about it, because okay, like think about a big thing that like The Office did that was like what set it aside from everything else was its like camera movements, and it's like, I get like the rawness of it all, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't work because everything would have to
be... I think it could work. I'm saying like think about how weird it'd be if it was like drawn like that. Like the camera pans but it like shakes a little, but they had to draw in like the camera shake. Like it'd be kind of cool. It'd have its own like little...
It'd be very technical.
Super tech. Like it would be... You would need either like a super dedicated indie like group to do it or like MAPPA because they had like the most funding. Like...
And they work their employees to the bone.
Yeah. Not for better.
I don't know. I don't know. But, like, there's so much variety that, like, at some point you will find something that you will enjoy.
100%.
Especially because, like, there's also, like, stuff that are, like, the same genre, per se. But, like, they have different elements to it that would make it more interesting. So, like, of the three rom-coms that we just suggested... Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Komi Can't Communicate, and Horimiya. So they all three of them are rom-coms and like romantic stories, but all of them have like different premises and then like do it differently. So like Kaguya-sama, Love is War, the premise is pretty much it's the student council, and it's like the president and the vice president of the student council like each other, but they treat it like it's conflict, like it's a war. They're like battling each other for who has to confess first, which is it's like a stupid premise, but they like really dramatize it, and like really mundane things are like huge conflicts because of like the want that they...
And it's like a lot, it's all like kind of internal like monologue.
Yeah, and it's really funny.
It's so funny.
And then Komi Can't Communicate is just like, it's about this girl who just can't, she just doesn't speak.
Yeah.
And it's like, how does a guy like who like befriends her and like has interest in her and is like a more shy but like talkative dude like interact with that and like the class itself, because like it's set in high school, so like it's like all that interest. And then like Horimiya, it's like about like what happens if like two people who have been in class with each other for like years meet outside of their like class personas and then like fall in love that way.
Oh, but then it's... Oh, that's super interesting, because like I guess like you like if in like middle school and high school, like you're two completely different like things,
like
in and out.
Yeah, and like
two people around you.
Yeah, and like you go to school and you're like, you do school and you have like a school persona, and then when you leave you have a different persona. Like does the interaction between those personas like change?
Also, like, and does it do both work or do only one work, and then what does that mean?
Yeah, and it's just like interesting. And it's about like their friends and like everybody else who like gets dragged along this, and it's just such a good story.
Nice.
But yeah, those, so like variety, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I think that's going to conclude our anime talk. We're going to play one song for you guys that isn't anime related. It's a pretty good song. I'm quite excited.
Rotation song.
Rotation song. But, like, I love this song, actually. And we're going to listen to that. And then we're going to take our break at the top of the hour. And then we're going to come back to listen to our songs. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Sound good?
That sounds great to me.
Awesome sauce. All right, first up, we got Machine by Happy Landing. Keep it locked. My eyes, I see. Alrighty, so we are going to take our break now and we'll chat in a bit. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or, like, a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or, like, an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie.